Penguin Random House Audio presents Fay Wray and Robert Riskin, A Hollywood Memoir by Victoria Riskin. Read for you by Julia Whalen. God gave us memory so that we might have roses in December. J.M. Barrie. Introduction. For my mother, it had already been a great adventure, a sometimes wild ride. She had been put on a railroad train from Salt Lake City to Los Angeles at age 14, somehow entrusted by her strict Victorian mother to the care of a charming 21-year-old man who had said he could, maybe, get her into movies. There had been no money in their tiny home, no man to provide for them, six hungry mouths, and some days nothing to feed them but bread soup. Later, she said, "Maybe Mama put me on the train so there'd be one less mouth to feed." My mother had dreamt of a better life, and perhaps Los Angeles, where she knew no one and had no family within hundreds of miles, could provide it. The year was 1920. And Los Angeles was a rough, busy, unfinished town. Her young man proved as good as his word. He took her to a respectable rooming house where she stayed for a dollar a night, which he paid, and then found a family who promised to look after her. Walking in Hollywood, she was seen by a producer who offered her a bit part as a clown at $5 a day. After another small part or two, she went alone to the Hal Roach Studios, told them of her acting experience, and asked for a weekly contract. They gave it to her, 6 months at $60 a week, that soon was 75.